This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters. Firefighters.
That's their other band.
I'm having a hard time talking today. This always happens. I've been on the air since 3 o'clock in the morning. Hi, Chad's off, by the way, for those of you who are just tuning in. My name is Chris Seggert. I'm with 5 Eyewitness News. My real job is doing the news there over at the 5. Do that in the morning from 5:30 to 7. Take a little break. Do some show prep. Come back. Do a show called Minnesota Live from 9 to 10. And then I'm here today. So I've not taken a nap, and I apologize for being tongue-tied. The Foo Fighters, have you ever seen them in concert before?
Twice, yes. I think.
It's a great show.
They are tremendous. First time I saw them, I was not a huge fan.
Yep.
I rapidly became a
huge
fan.
You become a fan.
Yes.
We saw them when they were sort of ascending. They opened for the Red Hot Chili Peppers a long time ago, and the Chili Peppers were the headliner. And the Foo Fighters blew them out of the water. Yeah. It was embarrassing how bad the Chili Peppers seemed after coming on after the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, the Foos put on a phenomenal show. They bring it. Bring it.
Anthony Kiedis was just, what I got to get it to you, mama. It seemed boring. Like it just seemed terrible. And I'm like, and I've never liked the Red Hot Chili Peppers ever since then either. And I don't know if it's because they had a bad show or if it's because the Foo Fighters had such a good show.
Well, they ruined you on the Peppers.
Yeah, it did. And they apparently put on a heck of a show at the old Yacht Club thing earlier this summer.
Yes, they were very good. A couple guys I know very well went over and said they loved it.
Heard they were very good. All right, let's talk. I want to talk about the Minnesota Twins a little bit in a different context than maybe most of you would think of the Twins. David, what's the situation, your analysis of where we're at with the Twins season right now? I know they're 4 games back from Cleveland. Cleveland leads the division. They're starting a series with Kansas City, and Kansas City's nipping at our bud. They're like a half game back from where we are, right?
Very tight is the wild card race. Twins still in a decent spot to get the wild card, but it definitely feels like things are teetering with this. Specifically, the starting pitching, you lose Joe Ryan, and it's going to be a sprint to the end.
And then because we are who we are as Minnesota sports fans, we're just sort of getting that feeling.
Of course, it's that time of year where you start to get that feeling. And the Vikings starting up, everything's going to go to nowhere.
And I don't remember. I mean, obviously, last year we made a pretty decent little playoff run, really. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember where we were at this time last year. Were we leading the division pretty significantly? Because I thought it got up pretty close between us and Cleveland last year at this time, too.
Yeah, I think it was fairly comfortable, if I remember. And I'd have to look back. But
I think we had been up, and then Cleveland sort of started coming at us a little bit there. Mm-hmm. But, so we're a little uncomfortable with where we're at with the Twins. Not feeling 100% confident that we're going to blast into the postseason and just make a run.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fair.
Well, it won't be because they are not getting enough sleep. You know how important that is to athletes, don't you?
Yes, I do.
It's very important. And we've got the man who's in charge of that, maybe not in charge of all their sleep schedules. We've got Dr. Michael Howell. He's with the University of Minnesota, Medical Director, Sleep Performance Training for Athletes. Dr. Howell, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Chris. Great to talk to you.
Dr. Howell's a regular on Minnesota Live. We love having him on, love talking sleep. I think we talk about the lack of sleep generally on Minnesota Live in particular because of our sleep hours. But Dr. Howell, tell us a little bit about the work that you're doing with the twins.
Well, thanks, Chris. Great to chat with you. So the twins have recognized, as a lot of baseball teams have, that sleep is a critical component of performance. If you're trying to hit a slider at 96 miles an hour, you probably want to be awake, alert, ready to go. And the lifestyle of a professional athlete makes that very, very difficult between practices and game time switching and travel and injuries. And so really what you're talking about is just trying to make things better. You try to improve on your nutrition, you try to improve on your workouts, and you just try to make sleep better. And if you can sleep better than your opponents, that can give you an edge and that can help you win.
So are there some specifics you can offer of things that you're doing with them?
So the three important components are, one, get the right timing of sleep. So this has to do with your circadian rhythm. Everybody has a 24-hour body clock, and everybody's is a little bit different. And to try to align that clock, and there are strategies that you can use, whether or not it's bright light or melatonin, you can move that clock around so that you're going to be at your peak performance when you got to be standing at the plate or you're on the pitcher's mound. Number two, take care of the quality of sleep. So if you have sleep apnea or an underlying sleep condition, get it taken care of. It's very common, as even for young, healthy athletes, to have sleep disorders. And three, just try to optimize the duration of sleep as much as possible. Minimize sleep deprivation. Try to get extra sleep, even if that means taking a nap here or there, getting extra sleep on rest days, that sort of thing.
I would think that with the life of a professional athlete, and particularly baseball with such an extremely long season and a pretty rigorous or robust travel schedule, they're spending a lot of time in hotels. How do you help them with all the travel that they've got? Because I would think just sleeping in a hotel can be tough for lots of folks anyway.
It's an incredible grind. I mean, what they do is just, amazing. It's 162 games, and it's just like, God, do they really need to play this many? but it's,
I think a lot of us would argue, no, they do not need to play that many, but.
Well, and I my hat's off to the organization for just kind of recognizing the value, because they're bombarded with, everybody's got a different idea on how to, help improve offensive performance or pitching performance or whatever it is. And so they took a chance and were willing to prioritize sleep, and that sometimes means, that means changing lighting. It means, going with a schedule in terms of, what time to take a nap, what time not to take a nap, dealing with time zone changes, target bedtimes, target wake times, maybe adjusting them accordingly a little bit based on, when somebody's going to be pitching. So if somebody's not going to be pitching tomorrow, maybe it's a good idea to let them fly home and sleep in their own bed, and so that, 2 to 3 days later they can actually, be on the mound and ready to go.
I was going to say, that's interesting. I would have never thought of that, but that makes perfect sense. Like, why be there?
Well, they definitely, they want to be there. I mean, for all the right reasons, camaraderie. They do provide a lot of, insight in terms of, intelligence, kind of scouting out the opposition. But it's the players and the whole organization is really a class act, and trying to help out a little bit on the margins. In addition to that, this is also for their long-term health, right? So at some point, their career is going to be over, and we don't want them suffering with sleep apnea or insomnia, conditions that can lead to, long-term cardiovascular risk.
I say I'm really hats off, and you mentioned it, but for the twins for even sort of thinking about this. We have seen such an evolution over the years of how athletes treat their bodies, and I think it's probably pretty tough because a lot of these guys are young and they're at their peak physical fitness, and they're rich. They've got everything kind of going for them. But to actually start concentrating on the importance of nutrition and, you know, some of the other pieces like sleep, which I think every other day, we were joking via email the last couple of days, but every other day there's some kind of study that comes out that puts in more of a value on sleep. It's super important for people.
It is, and I've been working with athletes for about 20 years, and there's been a revolution very similar to if you go back a few generations earlier in terms of like weightlifting. What do I need to do weightlifting for? I just play the game. Nutrition, what do I need nutrition for? I can drink alcohol and smoke cigarettes. That's long gone. Now is how do I possibly tune my sleep up so that it can be a little bit better than the competition? And, you know, they also, you can't argue, you know, when people are sleeping better, they know it, and they can clearly feel that they're performing better.
All right, so if the Twins don't make a good deep postseason run, it's not because of the sleep. You're doing your job, Doc.
Well, their success completely depends upon the guys on the field, and they're doing everything they possibly can do.
I'm not going to hold you accountable. You're doing your part. So we're going to take a break here real quick. Ask everybody out there in the audience, how much sleep are you getting? StylesFinancial.com, talk and text line 651-461-9226. How much sleep are you getting, and how much sleep does Dr. Howell say you need to be able to avoid some long-term problems? So we'll talk more with Dr. Howell when we come back. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody, you're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Continuing conversation now with Dr. Michael Howell, University of Minnesota, sleep expert with them. Dr. Howell, thanks for joining us. How's your Friday going so far? Are you doing all right?
Oh, it's great. It's cool. Football's coming, and we are in a playoff chase.
it's good to be there, right? And we're always optimistic about the Vikings before the season starts because we've got they haven't let us down yet.
I usually hang in there until mid-November at least.
Smart man. And then by then we're usually, well, we feel the way we feel. So we're talking about sleep and specifically, I would say probably lack thereof. How much sleep should people be getting?
I care less about the volume and just how you feel when you get up in the morning. So if you're waking up, you're tired and groggy, and you need to sleep in on the weekends, you're not getting enough. And if otherwise you're waking up and you're feeling pretty good, you're done.
I like that you didn't put a number on it because I think a lot of people hear a number and then they get anxiety because they're not reaching that number.
That's exactly right. And then, you know, as you get older, we tend to wake up frequently, intermittently in the middle of the night. That is normal. The goal is not one consolidated 8 hours of unconsciousness, but instead enough sleep so that you're feeling good, refreshed, ready to go.
Oh, that's good to know, too. Some of us of a certain age are getting up to go to the bathroom about 900 times every night, which is great.
900's a bit. 900's a bit much.
Maybe I'm going to see a different doctor for that problem. But talk to me about brain health, because I've been reading a lot lately about dementia and long-term effects of not getting good sleep.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. So this has to do with my research at the University of Minnesota. I study the relationship between poor sleep and neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. There's growing evidence to suggest that these conditions are caused at least in large part by poor sleep. So if we can understand that and we can optimize someone's sleep, then there is a hope that we can help develop treatments and cures for Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease.
And I know a lot of your guys' research has to do with doing studies, and you are always, it seems like, having some kind of a sleep study going on. Do you need people right now?
Oh, we do. Thank you, Chris, for asking. So we have projects ongoing right now. We're looking, including for people who are just healthy sleepers. So people who otherwise sleep well, we need healthy controls. So if you're between the ages of 40 and 70, you can reach out to us, and I think we can get the information to you guys to link to your webpage if you'd be so kind, Chris.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. This is all podcastable, so we'll put that information there. Dr. Howell, good to talk to you. Am I going to see you at the St. Thomas game this weekend?
I will be there. Rough. It's going to be a tough one against Northern Iowa, but hopefully the Tommies can pull it out.
Fantastic. Fun fact, Dr. Howell has a nephew on the team, and my son's on the team. So good stuff. Roll Toms. Thank you, Todd. Good to see you, Doc.
Bye-bye.
All right. So when we come back, this is very exciting because it's Friday, and that means we play David Harrigan's favorite game, Am I Wrong?
The world's favorite game, Chris.
The world's favorite game.
Yes. Recent studies, recent survey has shown.
The world's...
It just beat Monopoly.
You would put Monopoly at the world... Is that...
No, Monopoly's a terrible game.
I hate Monopoly.
Zero games of Monopoly in the history of Monopoly have ever been finished.
Like, I'm not worried about money enough in my life. I'm going to play a game about money?
I don't want to buy Marvin Gardens.
Stop it. Keep your Park Place and just shove it. All right. Still ahead for you. News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.